The Black-Footed Cat. In captivity, the black-footed cats have lived up to 13 years. Some sources list a southern subspecies, but today, many authorities question the validity of this subspecies. The black-footed cat is perhaps the smallest species of the wild cat in Africa. Black-footed cats average only 2.4 to 4.2 pounds when fully grown. As with many other animals, the females are usually smaller than the males. The males are around 14 to 17 inches long, not counting tails. Their tails are about 6 to 8 inches long. Again, females are normally smaller than the males. The males are usually around 8 to 10 inches tall, when measuring at the shoulder. Overall, they are buff-colored, with heavy black oblong spots. And the legs have thick, dark stripes or ring bars on the legs, the tails, and the neck of this fascinating little wildcat. The underside of the paw and the paw pads are black. That's where the name comes from. The skin of these cats are different from the other wildcats because their skin is pink. The back of their ears has the same coloration as the background of their coats. They have very big eyes. Black-footed cats are nocturnal inhabitants of the arid lands of southern Africa and are typically associated with open, sandy, grassy habitats with sparse scrubs and tree cover. Although poorly studied in the wild, optimal habitat seems to be savanna areas having long grass with high rodent and bird densities. During the day, they live in abandoned burrows dug or in holes in termite mounds. During the course of a year, males will travel up to 8.5 square miles, while females travel up to 4 square miles. A male territory overlaps the territory of 1 to 4 females. Black-footed cats are native to arid regions of the southern parts of Africa, like Namibia, Zimbabwe, Angola, but not the driest parts of the Namib or Kalahari deserts. Before its numbers decreased so much, it had once been known to inhabit Botswana. Sadly, none have been seen in Botswana for a long time. Reproductive habits. Females reach sexual maturity at about 8 to 12 months and are in estrus for only a day or two at a time, during which a few hours of the day they are receptive to mating. They can have 2 litters a year. Females usually have 2 kittens, but sometimes have 3 kittens or just 1 kitten. It is quite rare that there are 4 kittens in a litter. Gestation is about 63 to 68 days. Kittens weigh about 2 to 3 ounces at birth. Kittens are blind at birth and totally dependent on their mothers. Black-footed kittens develop more quickly than domestic kittens. They have to because the environment they live in can be dangerous. They start walking at about 2 weeks of age. When they are about a month old, they start eating solid food and are weaned at about 2 months of age. Kittens are born and raised in a burrow-type den. Mothers will often move the kittens to new locations after they are about a week old. They are independent when they are about 4 to 5 months old. They may remain in their mother's territory for a while after becoming independent. Little is known about their social system, behavior, and communication. But like most other small cats, black-footed cats are solitary and come together only for breeding. Black-footed cats are extremely unsocial. These cats are rarely ever seen. They will flee and take cover at the smallest hint of something or someone coming. Their calls are louder than those of other cats of their size, presumably to allow them to call over relatively large distances. However, when close to each other, they use quieter purrs or gurgles. If they feel threatened, they will hiss and even growl. It is believed that they are strictly nocturnal, being active between sunset and sunrise. During the daylight hours, they rest in densely covered areas. They have been known to spend the daytime hours in unoccupied burrows of spring hares, porcupines, and aardvarks. They will dig in the sand to adjust these burrows and dens to get them just the way they want them. They have also been found resting in hollow termite mounds during the day. If a black-footed cat is cornered, they can be quite fierce. Because of that behavior, they're sometimes called anthill tigers. They mark their territories with scent by spraying urine. Males may spray up to a dozen times in an hour. They also scent mark by clawing and rubbing on things. They'll also mark their territories by leaving their poop where others can easily see it. Their hunting and diet. In nature, their diet consists mainly of small mammals, birds, insects, arachnids, and reptiles. In captivity, many cats are fed commercial feline diets and mice, and further investigation into their nutritional requirements is warranted. They hunt by a stalk, run, and pounce method, or wait outside of rodent holes for their prey. They can travel up to 5 miles a night while hunting. Because of this, they have higher energy requirements than other African cats, and may kill and eat 14 small prey animals in a night. They usually hunt rodents and small birds. Although it is not their preferred prey, they are capable of taking down white-quilled bustards. Even though the cape hare is larger than the black-footed cat, the cat can take one down. They will occasionally hide some of their meal for later. Black-footed cats have been observed waiting quietly with their eyes closed outside of rodent dens and burrows. Their eyes may be closed, but they're not sleeping. Every sense is awake and alert, just waiting for the slightest sound or movement of the emerging prey. Some interesting notes. Something that is different about the black-footed cat is that they are poor climbers. They're not interested in tree branches. The reason for that is that their stocky bodies and short tails make tree climbing awkward. They get all the moisture that they need from their prey, but will drink water if it's available. The black-footed cat is also known for its bravery and tenacity. Little is known about their real status in the wild, and farmers seldom report capturing black-footed cats in problem animal surveys. Indiscriminate methods of predator control may be a significant threat, as poison baits and traps set for African wildcat and jackals could easily be a threat, because black-footed cats readily scavenged. A similar threat is poisoning locusts, which are a preferred food. They have few natural enemies in agricultural areas except jackals and caracal, and may be more common than originally suspected. The loss of grassland due to overgrazing by livestock is prevalent throughout the species range and may well be their biggest threat, as may be the habitat deterioration that led to reductions of the cat's small vertebrae prey base. Its status is listed as vulnerable. The black-footed cat is one of the lesser-studied wild cats of Africa. One of the most popular small-sized felids, the black-footed cat has unique renal concerns that may be stress or diet-related. These problems may be detrimental to longevity in zoos, but recent research holds promise for this species.